Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about how a realtor assists in the home buying process.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the first step to buying your first home, and that is to get next to a lender and understand the opportunities. What does your income today do? What would it take to qualify for a loan? And how could you prepare your finances to be successful? That's step one.
Now, would you suggest that they go to a lender, or would you suggest they go to a very experienced real estate broker who will say, here's step one, here's step two, et cetera? Because I would guess if I walked into any lender just off the street, they're going to ask me a whole bunch of questions. Did you bring this? Did you bring that? And I'm going to say no, but I'll come back later. No, you won't.
Well, sure. Give me a call. Let's talk about step one, step two, and so forth. What we're talking about in representation with a realtor is you want to have an advocate, someone by your side. Recognize that traditionally, when you see a sign in someone's yard, that person on the sign is the listing agent, and they are the advocate or the agent to the seller, to the seller's benefit.
So they're representing the seller, and they are not necessarily or at all representing the buyer.
Correct. You've got a seller's agent, which means their fiduciary obligations are to the seller first. That doesn't mean they're going to be dishonest, but it does mean that you do not have someone in your corner, so to speak.
Okay. Now, if I were to deal with the person who has a listing on the property, can they skin me alive? I mean, can they literally take advantage of me and roll me under the bus?
Well, I guess they could. That doesn't make realtors look really great. But the possibility that there's something that could be...
Well, isn't there a fiduciary obligation of being honest also with the person you're
honest,
on the other side of the deal?
There's honest disclosure and fair dealings, yes.
Right.
What I'm suggesting is when you're going through the first time of purchasing a home, you want someone who is looking at it long-term for you. For example, the listing agent wants to get the house sold. A buyer's agent wants to make sure to protect your resale and say, when you go to be the seller in this house, new buyer, will you get all that you can in the marketplace when you go to resell it at the price you've purchased, for example?
So I would recommend that you deal with someone with the experience of Marcia Edwards, as an example, if you are dealing with a personal residence. I mean, area knowledge as well as the expertise of the various steps, and most likely a recommendation of several lenders who Marcia would consider to be the best.
I am happy to help. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.